It was no trouble after that, and I was able to draw the pup forth almost without resistance. "I'm afraid this one will be dead," I said, and as the tiny creature lay across my palm, there was no sign of breathing. But, pinching the chest between thumb and forefinger, I could feel the heart pulsing steadily, and I quickly opened his mouth and blew softly down into his lungs. I repeated this a few times, then laid the pup on his side in the basket. I was just thinking it was going to be no good when the little ribcage gave a sudden lift, then another, and another.
"He's off!"
Bert exclaimed happily.
"That's champion!
We want these puppies alive, I know. They're by Jack Dennison's terrier, and he's a grand un."
"That's right," Mrs. Chapman put in. "No matter how many she has, they're all spoken for. Everybody wants a pup out of Susie."
"I can believe that," I said.
But I smiled to myself. Jack Dennison's terrier was another hound of uncertain ancestry, so this lot would be a right mixture. But none the worse for that. I gave Susie half a cc of pituitrin.
"I think she needs it after pushing against that fellow for hours. We'll wait and see what happens now."
And it was nice waiting. Mrs. Chapman brewed a pot of tea and began to slap butter on to homemade scones. Susie, partly aided by my pituitrin, pushed out a pup in a self-satisfied manner about every 15 minutes. The pups themselves soon set up a bawling of surprising volume for such minute creatures. Bert, relaxing visibly with every minute, filled his pipe and regarded the fast-growing family with a grin of increasing width.
"Eh, it is kind of you young folk to stay with us like this."
Mrs. Chapman put her head on one side and looked at us worriedly.
"I should think you've been dying to get back to your dance all this time."
I thought of the crush at the Drovers. The smoke, the heat, the non-stop boom-boom of the hot shots. And I looked around the peaceful little room with the old-fashioned black grate, the low varnished beams, Mrs. Chapman's sewing box, the row of Bert's pipes on the wall. I took a firmer grasp of Helen's hands, which I'd been holding out of the table for the last hour.
"Not at all, Mrs. Chapman," I said.
"We haven't missed it in the least.
And I have never been more sincere."
It must have been about 2:30 when I finally decided that Susie had finished. She had 6 fine pups, which was a good score for a little thing like her, and the noise had abated as the family settled down to feast on her abundant udder. I lifted the pups out one by one and examined them. Susie didn't mind in the least, but appeared to be smiling with modest pride as I handled her brood. When I put them back with her, she inspected them, sniffed them over busily before rolling onto her side again.
3 dogs and 3 bitches," I said.
"It's a nice even litter."
Before leaving, I took Susie from her basket and palpated her abdomen. The degree of deflation was almost unbelievable. A pricked balloon could not have altered its shape more spectacularly, and she had made a remarkable metamorphosis to the lean, scruffy little extrovert I knew so well. When I released her, she scurried back and curled herself round her family, who were soon sucking away with total absorption. Bert laughed.
"She's fair cat with them pups."
He bent over and prodded the first arrival with a horny forefinger.
"I like the look of this big dog pup. I reckon we'll keep this one for ourselves, Mother. He'll be company for Tauld Lass."
It was time to go. Helen and I moved over to the door, and little Mrs. Chapman, with her fingers on the handle, looked up at me.
"Well, Miss Harriet," she said, "I can't thank you enough for coming out and putting our minds at rest. I don't know what I'd have done with this man of mine if anything had happened to his little dog."
Bert grinned sheepishly.
"Nay,"
he muttered,
"I was never really worried."
His wife laughed and opened the door, and as we stepped out into the silent, scented night, she gripped my arm and looked up at me roguishly.
"I suppose this is your young lady," she said.
I put my arm round Helen's shoulders.
"Yes,"
I said firmly.
"This is my young lady,"